Okay, here we go. Parshas Yisro, Tavshin Ayin Tes. Learn Shemitz Chosu Furosh Shem V'Baruch Tzvi Berif Kabat Yeh B'Sor Shoch Yisrael Tzipor Leia B'Schai Masha B'Sor Shoch Yisrael. Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, Perichov, Pasuk Tes, Sheishas Yamim Tava V'Sizah Kol Melech Techa, 6 days you shall work, and you should complete all your work V'Sizah Kol Melech Techa. And Rashi famously quotes the Medrash, and when Shabbos comes, K'Shetev Shabbos Shabbos Yeh B'Necha Ki Melech Asuya Shal Tahara Achir Melecha. When Shabbos comes, you should make sure that everything you've done, you know, the whole week, it's done. Whatever you did, it's finished. Ask the Sefer Torah Chaim, which I believe is the Kutz of a Rebbe, the Rebbe of Kosov, and he says very simple question. It says the pasuk is talking about Sheishas Yamim Tavod, Vasitz Kol Melech Techa. Then the Medrash now is coming to say, make sure when Shabbos comes that you don't think about the work. But the pasuk is talking about the 6 days of the week. It's not talking about Shabbos. Because Shabbos, Pesach, Zemidava, B'Shesu, Yemei, HaMaisa, V'lo B'Shabbos. Says the Sefer Torah Chaim, a beautiful insight. The question is, at the end of the day, Rashi brings down this Chazal, that 6 days you shall work, you should complete all your work. And Rashi says, the Medrash says, that when Shabbos comes, you should forget all about it, all your work. It'll be, think about whatever deal didn't go through, whatever email, no, Shabbos is in, finished. But that's not referring to the 6 days. That's referring to Shabbos, and the Pasuk doesn't talk about it. The next Pasuk talks about that. In Perichov Pasuk Yud, Yamashri Shabbos Hashem Malakacha, says the Kosev Rebbe, a tremendous insight. He says, you want to know how to have a good 6 days of work? You want to know how to have a good 6 days where a person is zocha to be able to live with emunah, to live with closest to their Ribbono Shel Olam? If a person first accepts upon themselves Shabbos in a simchatic way, in a holy way, in a loving and caring way, then Shabbos is going to be a tremendous influence. Shabbos is going to be a tremendous mashpia, and then they're not going to lack anything for those 6 days. So at the end of the day, we always viewed it as it was the 6 days and then Shabbos, right? During the make 6 days of the week, don't make sure, don't worry when going into Shabbos. No, says the Kosev Rebbe, it's the opposite. Rashi's Chazal is telling you, you make sure to use Shabbos properly. That even when you use Shabbos in a holy way with Torah and Zmiros and Kedusha with the children, family, and friends, make sure to do it in a very fire-digger way. And then you'll, at the end of the day, Sheishas Yamim Tavod V'Atzlichu Melech Techa. The 6 days are going to be gevaldik for you. To make sure that you have the Shabbos and then the 6 days. It's not 6 days and then Shabbos, right? That's a different religion. That's Christianity. You have 6 days and then you have the seventh day off. No, it's Shabbos. And then we have the 6 days, that's Mashpia. That's the Shefa from Shabbos. That's what the Kosev Rebbe says. You want to know have 6 successful days of being close and having good days of Ruchnis and Gashmis and business? Make sure the Shabbos is very Kodesh. And this reminded me of a Pshat we said earlier in the week. Just to say it again at the end of the Parsha and Maftir. The Pasuk says in Perichov, Pasachov, Asasu niti elokei chesiv elokei zov, lasu lo sasu lachem. Rashi says, what can you make? Silver has to be gold. The kruvim have to be gold and not silver. And as for Meir Shapiro, the Lubina Rav, Meir Shapiro, the founder of the Daf Yomi, what's so important about the kruvim? The kruvim had to be gold and not silver. It says for Meir Shapiro, at the end of the day, what was on the kruvim? Chazal tells that there were baby faces. Chazal tells us that there are faces of young children. So at the end of the day, what does a face of a baby look? What does it represent? What does it demonstrate? It represents Torah education. It represents chinuch. It represents what are we all about? If you make the kruvim out of silver, you're telling yourself that it's all good. It's okay to have second tier. It's okay to have no. When it comes to education of our children, when it comes to ruchnius, we always have to go for the best. Like we say from the Al Shulchan Kodesh, Rabbi Simon quotes in the Sefer, "Bashemayim ma'av aretz mitachas einod." Right, the last pasuk we say in Aleinu, "Bashamayim," says Ashach, when we're going for ruchnius things, it has to be mimal. He's got to be for the best rav, the best shul, the best midos. We always strive for the best. Alaretz, when it comes to doggies, when it comes to your Carl's and Gabby's, when it comes to your pizza stores, mitachas doesn't have to be the best things. But when it comes to your children, when it comes to Shabbos, you go for the best things. You go for it has to be gold. So let's review. Shabbos, it's not 6 days in the Shabbos. It's Shabbos. If a person is excited for Shabbos, a person really prepares himself for Shabbos and uses Shabbos in a holy way, then the 6 days of the week are going to come beautifully and very easy to him. That's the beauty. That's living a passionate Jewish life, starting with Shabbos. And that's the whole idea about the Kruvim. You know, they're not silver, they're gold. Because gold represents is on the highest level. You always go for the best. And that's Vashemayim Ma'av HaAretz Mitachas. When it comes to ruchnius, we always try to be for the best. Now maybe just at the end of the day, the shtigl tefillah to Hashem, we should be like Yisrael. Yisrael, Yisrael heard what happened with Amalek. Amalek said, "Shekarcha b'darach." They try to get us to be cold. Shabbos isn't just days of don'ts. Education is just the you know how much money I'm spending on education. It doesn't matter. I'm on the tuition of Judaism. And then I like to go away in January. No. At the end of the day, we don't have to listen to this guy. Shabbos is Shabbos. Our Torah education, our yeshivas, we always have to go for the best. And we have Hashem to make sure. And in our ruchnis, it's always on what was on our minds. As Hashem, good Shabbos. And as one of the Solana Rabbis said, the Siva Shalom quotes it in this week's Parsha, the Svaram call it, the Beis Avram calls it Shavuos Katan. So good Shabbos, and a good and Shavuos Katan. Shkoyach.